The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, and welcome to this Minute with Mary podcast episode. This is going to be a little bit different of an episode than the ones I've done previously. As you can hear, things are a little calmer. I don't have the loud, upbeat music because I'm trying to create a calmer sense in this episode. So I'm actually not going to be playing any music during this episode whatsoever. This will allow you the flexibility of working a bit with some silence, or you can listen to music that uplifts you in whatever way, shape, or form. This podcast episode is going to be a Blitz-style podcast, business blitz. What exactly is that? Well, it's hyper-focusing on doing some tasks for a certain amount of time, and this way you can feel pretty dang accomplished. I know for me, I've got so many things on my to-do list that sometimes I just need to carve out 20 minutes of time. I need to know what I need to do within that time. And after that 20 minutes, when I'm able to look at the to-do list and see all the things that I accomplished, I feel really, really good about it. So that's what we're going to do while we listen to this podcast. We are going to work for 20 minutes on certain tasks to help our business grow. And as I said, I will not be adding music. I would love for you to add some at home. Just do something that makes you happy in the background, as I don't necessarily want to distract you. This podcast episode of The Blitz is going to last for 20 minutes. We're going to break things up into small segments. And the first thing we're going to be doing right now is we are going to spend 3 minutes creating a story. Now, this can be for your Instagram or your Facebook stories, or if you've already linked the two together, which I totally recommend you do, you just do it on the platform that you choose. This story is going to be a quote that brings a smile to your face. Maybe it brings a smile to your avatar, your dream customer's face, your friend's face. You know, maybe it's a motivational quote that you listened to in your morning meditation. Maybe it's a movie quote that always makes you feel good. So I want you to go and find a quote. And if you're truly stumped, head on over to Pinterest and search motivational quotes. You're going to find a quote. Maybe you make a picture with it, and you are going to throw that in your Facebook and or Instagram stories. We're going to put 3 minutes on the clock, and that is your goal right now. 1 minute left. All right, my friends, time is up. You have created a story that is going to uplift and motivate others. Hopefully it does that for you too. My suggestion is to set yourself reminders to actually do this on a regular basis. Having a consistent story in your feeds, Instagram and or Facebook, is really good. It's going to help out the algorithm, help more people see your posts and your stories, but also you're going to be a source of light. You're going to be a source of uplifting and joy on the interwebs. So I highly suggest that you get into the practice of utilizing this. That being said, we just put up a quote, and that quote didn't have your face in it, right? It was beautiful. It was awesome. But we want to remind people that it is you behind this social media account. So I'm actually going to have you create a second story. I'm going to have you scroll through your photos and find a favorite photo of yourself, not holding any product. Okay. Do not hold any product, but find a great picture of yourself. And if you want to take this a step further, you can actually be doing this story as a video and using your voice. We are going to be asking people a seasonally related question. So right now at the time of recording, it's November 2021. If I were to be doing this and I wanted to do a picture, I might put a picture up of me with my kids. Looking great. Maybe I've got some great makeup on. I've got a great lippy on, but I'm there with my kids. It's not a sales post. I would put that story up and I would ask something like, what is your favorite family-friendly side dish for Thanksgiving? And I would utilize that question with the question sticker. So in your stories, in the top part of that screen, there is this little almost post-it looking icon. You click that and there's a whole bunch of things you can add. You can add, pictures and polls, and you can ask a question. You're going to utilize that question sticker and write your seasonally related question there and add it to your story. What this is going to do is it's going to get people to interact. People love to give advice, and they especially love to give advice over social media. So even if you're not particularly looking for a recipe, you know, this isn't the most important thing on your to-do list, but it is something pretty cool, right? It gets you to interact with your friends. So if you were to do this as a video, you could hold the video button down and ask that question as well, and still have that question sticker. What we're trying to do is get people to answer something, interact with you. This will go directly to your messages in that social media platform, and you'll be able to check on the stories, and it just creates nice opportunities to get to know people a little bit better without it always being about us asking if they want to purchase our product. So we are going to put 3 minutes on the clock. Once again, you're going to be posting a selfie or doing a video in your stories asking a seasonally related question utilizing that question sticker. So here we go, 3 minutes on the clock. This is your 1 minute warning. And there you have it. You have now just spent 6 minutes creating posts in your stories. I suggest that you do this every day. Stories only last for 24 hours, so sometimes it's good to space them out and at least have two, one in the morning, one in the evening. Once you get in the habit of it, it doesn't take too much time, and it really makes a huge difference in your social media presence. This is also a great place that you can occasionally sprinkle some stories and posts about your products. But I will caution you that you want to balance it out with things that are not about your business. So by doing the uplifting quote that we did, and then by asking a question, a personal question, you now have opened the door that you can start to sprinkle in some business posts in these stories without it just being too spammy. All right. The next thing we're going to do is head on over into Messenger, whether it's your Instagram or your Facebook. Our goal right now is we're going to be following up with people who have purchased items from us in the past, whether it was this past week, the last month, the last 3 months, even within the past year. What we're going to be doing is asking them how their products are working out, if they've had any questions, how they're loving it, how the color is working out, if they wanted to see any demo videos, things along that line. I will tell you this, a lot of people may have bought the wrong color and they're too embarrassed to say anything. Or a lot of people may have bought a particular product and they don't know how to use it and it's not working right for them, but they're embarrassed to say something. So you need to make sure that you're doing proper follow-up with your customers. The way that I recommend is after 2 days of a purchase, within that 2 day time frame, I want you to be saying a thank you. Within 2 weeks, we want to follow up and make sure that they got their product and that they were able to try it on, make sure that it is the right color, that it is the right product, that it even arrived. And then within about 2 to 3 months, we want to check in with them and see if they need any refills, see if there's anything else that has piqued their interest. Right now in the month of November, we're having loads of fun holiday bundles. So to me, I would be following up with all of my customers who that bundle might be applicable to. Check in and see if they needed a refill. Make sure that they knew about this special and say, listen, I'm a frugal person myself. I love a great deal. So I just wanted to make sure you knew about this. And you approach that after you've done your follow-up. If you do not have any other customers to message, or if you are new in this business, I would like you to take this 10 minutes to reach out to people and to interact with them, see how they've been doing, and ask them if they would like to know more about your beauty business. Let them know that you just started this journey and you're really excited. It is bringing you joy. It is helping you feel more confident, and you wanted to let them know that you're here. You're here to help them if they ever have any questions. If they're not in your VIP group, you can invite them to be in your VIP group and let them know that just by being there supports you. You could let them know that if they want to know what their undertone is, if they want to know what eyeshadows look good for them, that you can now help them. And if you're really new and you don't know how to do eyeshadows or undertones or any of those things, I would reach out to friends and just let them know, hey, I wanted to give you a heads up. I just started a brand new journey with a makeup business. It is making me feel confident and I'm trying to get more creative with it. And I was wondering if I just could keep you in the loop as I learn some new skills and if I have any sales. I would really appreciate your support. So here we go. 10 minutes spent in Messenger. 2.5 minutes left. One minute left. And time is up. All right, let's wrap that message up. Get out of Messenger. You have now created 2 stories, spent 10 minutes in Messenger following up with customers or potential customers. What I would love for you to do right now is to create a post that is similar to the one that you did in your stories, the one where you were asking a seasonal question. You're going to put that on your main Facebook wall or as an Instagram post. I want this to be a picture of you. So if you already used a selfie in those stories, you can use that same selfie or a different selfie. But what we're trying to do is get your happy, beautiful, amazing, unique face on people's feeds in a way that there's going to be genuine engagement. So once again, if I wanted to ask about family-friendly Thanksgiving dishes, I would either use that same picture that I used in my stories, or I might find a different one. Maybe I'd make sure that I have a great bold lipstick on or my lashes look great. You know, whenever I do my stories like this, I do want to make sure that I'm presenting my products on me, but the products aren't necessarily in my hands. They're not necessarily part of what I'm talking about. By doing this, you are going to be reminding your friends not only that you're human, that there's more to you than makeup, but also that you are their makeup girl. They're going to see those beautiful products on you. And who knows, someone might comment about a family-friendly Thanksgiving food meal, but they'll also say, "And I love that lipstick. Where did you get it?" So you never know what happens from this. We're going to take 3 minutes right now and use essentially that same question, or you can create a different question, but posting this on either or your Instagram or Facebook wall, or you could do both. All right, 3 minutes are on the clock. 1 minute left. And there you have it, my friends. You have created two stories. You've done a Facebook post. You spent 10 solid minutes in Messenger. Now all those people that you messaged, they will more likely see your posts and your stories. They will feel the ability to connect with you on a human level, in addition to the fact that you're their makeup lady. We're going to wrap up this podcast with doing a few affirmations. Affirmations are going to help you with your mindset. I think it's really important to believe in yourself. And even if you're having trouble believing in yourself, achieving your goals this month, or, you know, you have comparison when it comes to this journey, doing affirmations really, really does some magic to your brain. So if you can, close your eyes. If not, don't worry. Just keep doing what you're doing. But here's the trick that I have found. When I hear an I am statement, an I am affirmation, I say it back. I say it out loud. So if you can, if you're driving, if you're home alone, or if you can just even whisper it, I want you to try to say these affirmations out loud because they'll make a difference. I am enough. I am worthy of success in my business. I am worthy of success in my life. I am smart. And I can be successful in this business. I am successful. I am focused. I am attracting everything I need to be successful in my business and life. I am attracting everything I need to be successful in business and life. My customers love to shop through me. My customers love to support me in my business. My customers enjoy my products. My customers turn into teammates. My teammates enjoy doing this business with me. I am a great leader. I am successful. Well, there you have it, my friend. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I'm proud of you and the time that you took to do this blitz. I'd love to know your feedback if you enjoyed it, if it was helpful, if you'd like more of these that are a bit more of the calmer style. And I'll be doing some others in the near future. Thanks again for tuning in to This Minute with Mary.